You're listening to the Collective Brain Network.
Hi, excuse me. Can you record a promotion for my podcast?
This is Julia Child, and you are listening to the appetizing, distinctive, and otherwise savory repartee of the Collective Brain Podcast.
All right, this is episode 213 of the Collective Brain Podcast. Joining me this week are Ken.
How you doing?
And we have Jimmy.
Jimmy. Yay.
Okay, so the three of us, this is the first episode of season 19.
Oh my gosh.
That is crazy. Brad will be a regular this season, but he was unable to make it tonight.
He was on assignment. He went to the Oscars last night, so he's going to give us a full report when he gets back.
Oh, yeah. Did he have a party? Doesn't he usually have a party? Or do you know?
I don't know. If he did, maybe he stopped inviting me because, Oscars are not my thing, but I'm not sure. I don't remember seeing the email go out this year.
But the Oscars were last night, so we'll wait until next week to talk about that, because he is the Oscar man.
So timely.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we're back from...
I was so woke. Hey, Jay. I was so woke last night from the Oscars, I didn't sleep all night. That's how woke I was.
Oh, wow. That is pretty woke, man.
That Joaquin Phoenix, man. Whoa, what a speech.
Man, I don't know.
Did you hear a speech, Jay?
No, I know nothing about this.
You should go look it up online.
Okay.
We'll talk about it later.
I'll watch it before next week. So if we do talk Oscars with Brad, then I'll be prepared for that.
Yeah.
All right, so we're back from our winter break. And Ken kind of made a point that, at the end of last season, there were all kinds of things I was going to do to prepare for this season. And
yeah, me too.
Let me look at the list and see how many of them I checked off. I finished.
Such
oh, none
great
of
intentions.
Them.
Shocker. Spoiler alert.
Man, I don't know. I think it's just this computer that I can't, have you guys talking and then my input, record all at the same time. It records everything, but I can't play files for you guys to hear. Although they are picked up by the recorder. So, yeah. I mean, it's just so screwy and I don't know what's going on. I know you had sound issues tonight.
I do. I don't know why.
So we made it through winter, and now we're back for another season.
It's been a long winter, actually.
So right before the break, the season ended, I think you were getting ready to go down to go fishing. Does that sound right?
Oh, when do we end? When was the last thing we moved, Bob?
Let's see.
Was it November?
It was, November 15th was our last episode.
Okay, so I was probably getting ready to go hunting.
Oh, hunting, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd that go?
I only got to hunt 2 days, unfortunately. My neighbor, I don't know if I talked about that, but neighbor got bought a piece of property last year, about 40 acres or so. Not huge, but at least it's something. And went down, checked that out, and hunted the first day and the second day. I hunted Saturday and Sunday. So
yeah,
Saturday didn't see anything, which was really weird. And Sunday I saw about 7 does all came through at one time. And I had one buck that kind of youngish. I should have probably shot it, but it didn't. Because him and his son were hunting too, and they were kind of hitting down their way. So I was hoping that he's taking his son his first year hunting. So I was hoping that they would see him and maybe get a shot, but that didn't pan out. So, and time just got away from me, man. I had good intentions again of going down around after Christmas. They have a alternative method season. You can use a muzzle loader or handgun or, you know, just all kinds of weird crossbow and
ninja stars.
Yeah, at Lattle, you can use one of those, like a spear, you know.
Okay, yeah.
And, I just didn't make it down. I don't know why. Just nobody's fault but mine, probably. But that was it. And then Christmas, you know. Christmas was here, and everything was just a blur that time of year.
Man, you know, and now
from hunting season to Thanksgiving, right into Christmas, and you know, we had a big family Christmas after that. You know, I was like, oh my God.
And now we're almost a month and a half past Christmas. Can you believe it? Oh my God.
I know. It's almost Valentine's Day next week. Jeez.
Spring soon.
Four more weeks till the time change. Yes.
Oh, and the last time change period for Illinoisans.
Oh, how's that going to work?
I have no idea.
I mean, like, how does that work? It's like, you leave your house and you automatically, like, gain an hour when you cross the river or what?
Yeah. I mean, I'm guessing so. So, yeah, I was thinking about it. So I get to work at 6 a.m. and right now, to get there at 6, I have to leave at 5 because it takes an hour to get there.
Right.
Well, now this will be in the fall whenever you guys change back. So we'll still be on daylight savings.
Right.
So we will be an hour ahead of Missouri. So when I leave here at 5, it's actually only 4 o'clock in St. Louis. So
right.
I leave here. So if you think of St. Louis time, it'll be 4 o'clock when I leave, and an hour later I get there at 5. So I'll be leaving home at 5 and getting to work an hour later at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. So you'll leave at 5 instead of right. Man, that's crazy, dude. But,
and then the goofy thing is coming home. If I leave work at 2:30. I'm going to be getting home at 4:30. I lose that hour again.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to be weird, man.
That is so weird.
And
so weird.
And Jimmy's lucky enough that he just started working over in St. Louis again. So he gets to deal with it. Oh,
congratulations, Jimmy.
Yeah. Are you muted?
I quit.
Oh, okay.
I quit. It's hard enough as it is. I don't have to compute that bullshit.
Yeah, they're holding a training session in my building Wednesday. And guess who's going to be there?
Jimmy.
Yep. So Jimmy's going to get the grand tour of where I work. Won't take too long.
Wow.
I told who did I tell? But I said what I should do is go find a bunch of pictures of Jimmy, like the Mexican one, and I've got a couple of funny Snapchats of him, and just frame them and put them all over my office and say, oh, hi, Jimmy, I didn't expect you.
Who knew?
Oh, that'd be funny. I should do that. I'd surprise him.
Print the picture of me and him out with the Spanish hat, the Mexican hats, and mustaches on.
And the mime. Wasn't he a dancing mime or something? Weren't you, Jimmy?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know nothing.
I don't know what you guys speak of.
Ken, here's something. Will, okay, so once a year in Freeburg, they will get 5 different schools. They'll get the band, the 7th and 8th grade band from 5 different schools, and they'll all go to Freeburg for the day. It's a big music festival. Yeah.
All right, nice.
Each school sends 25 kids, so there's 125 kids. Well, while they're there, there's a theme for the music that day, and this year was 1980s music.
Oh, hell yeah.
And so they're all presented, like, I don't know, it was about 5, 6, 7 different songs, and they just have to learn it that day. And then that evening, all the parents show up, and they play it. 125 kids play this for the first time, you know?
That sounds like a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah.
Who the hell's idea was this? I mean, that's kind of a lot to ask for, isn't it? 5 songs?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You never heard before? Mm-hmm. I mean, if you never heard them before, especially.
So they were encouraged to dress like the 80s. So I know it was parents, you know, throwing leg warmers on their daughters and stuff. You know, they're probably like, what is all these bright pink and green colors, you know? But so there's this guy there, this kid, and he was a little portly, you know? A lot of curly hair, and his T-shirt was pretty tight, and he's got these glasses on, and my mom...
Tell me you got a picture.
I've got video of him, for sure.
Oh, nice.
So my mom leans over and she goes, hey, look, it's Napoleon Dynamite. And we're in bleachers full of strangers. And my first thought is, that guy's dad could be the guy sitting right next to mom, you know? And I'm like, oh, my
total,
gosh.
Total mom moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
inside says.
But when I zoomed in, because he introduced one of the songs.
Yeah.
And when I zoomed in, his shirt said, vote for Pedro. I'm like, oh, he is trying to be Napoleon. So I was like, wow, that's hilarious.
Oh, my God. Although, that's the greatest.
That wasn't quite the 80s, but whatever, you know.
I guess
Napoleon, what? I guess the characters looked like the 80s. Did it take place in the 80s, maybe?
No, that's just Utah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you're right. They're stuck in 1988. The more impressive part of that is that your mom knew who Napoleon Dynamite was.
Yeah, that was pretty good. But it made me think of the trivia thing that you went to that one time.
Yeah, he was totally a trivia night.
Yeah, you got a picture of him, too.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I wonder if I got that somewhere. I'm sure I do.
I know I used it on the website. I don't know if I can find it or not. But, oh, bad news, Jimmy, about the website. I had to delete all season 1 episodes and bonus episodes.
I don't give a f***.
You run out of free space?
Yeah, I only get like 10 gigs. And I've been trimming away where I can the last few seasons. They're like, remember all the Aftertaste Report? And Jimmy and I did a travel show once.
You can't get rid of the episodes that were good. Like, delete all like the last 5 years.
Really?
But yeah, I've trimmed off all the fat. So all it is right now is Collective Brain. But now I'm having to cut off the front end because, yeah, we just make too much. So, do you have anything, Jimmy? What's up in your world besides working again? Working for the weekend.
Living for a living, living and a working. Jimmy's taking what they're giving because he's working for a living.
Yep.
Working is overrated.
I don't know. What did I do? I have no memory.
How's the band going? Doing anything?
Nope.
No?
No. Everybody's too busy to f*** with band shit.
Don't have any gigs lined up or anything?
In May.
Oh, okay. At least you got something.
What about you, Ken? You kind of... all your bands were done, right? Or both your bands, whatever?
Yeah, that was my other thing. By the time we talked again, I would be banless. And yeah, I have been banless for probably about 2 months now. Well, no, it was the end of December. So about 6 weeks, you know.
So what's it like with all the extra time?
You know, I kind of like it. I kind of like it. But on the other hand, I'm starting to get like worried that like I totally have not picked up a guitar in 6 weeks.
Which
is unusual for me because usually, you know, we got practice or gig or, you know, I'm just practicing, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And now that I don't have to, it's like, dude, my stuff is just piled in the room here from my last gig. I literally have not touched a guitar in 6 weeks, which is kind of weird.
Man.
And I'm afraid of, you know, falling into that trap of not playing. Then it just goes away so quick. So I need to force myself to get my stuff out here and just come in one night instead of sitting on the computer and just come in and play. This is kind of tough, though, because, I mean, we really don't have any goals to, you know, like preparing for anything or, you know, learning songs or whatever.
Yeah. And Jimmy, that my guitar could still use new strings.
Oh my God. What year are those from?
I was going to say that was years ago when Jimmy was like, man, you need to replace these things. I'm like, yeah, I will.
From like 1987, right?
Oh, they've been changed a couple times, but I got the guitar in 88. Yeah, so.
Jay?
Yeah.
So I was perusing Craigslist today.
Okay.
And the free stuff, because I haven't been on there in a while. So I'm going to go on there, see what's new on there. This was the first thing on the list, Jay.
Wow.
Guess what it is?
It's the Guess Who Star Wars edition.
Nice. And that's
did you open the link, Jay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's missing a piece or something, but
One Count Dooku face card. Oh boy.
Man.
Near Gravoy and Loughborough. Huh.
That's not too far.
I was gonna say. Yeah, we've got a couple of these Guess Who games. Definitely don't have Star Wars though. Wow.
Get it.
Oh, I just thought I'd, you know, pass that along to you guys. I was going to tell Brad about it, you know, but.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks.
You would have been here if you could have learned of it, too.
And there was lots of free mattresses and dishwashers out there, too.
I'll pass on the mattresses. That's for sure.
That'd be gross.
All right. Well, I was looking, and it looks like it was back in 2018, the last time the group of us went down to the Brain Theater.
What?
Yes. So
I haven't been there in a long time.
I thought, what better time than now for us to bring it back?
A darkie.
So I know Brad spent the weekend cleaning up the stage, sweeping.
Yeah. I replaced some lights and speakers, and, you know, everything should be working pretty good.
I think it's time that we get back on stage and perform a little bit. So we got a special one for you this evening. So here we go. Back to the Brain Theater.
What?
Approaching the lieutenant, who still doesn't acknowledge him. As searchlights outside sweep through, Romero catches a brief glimpse of a room just off the control center. It looks almost like a sanctum. Romero looks unsettled, his gaze returning to the lieutenant, and noticing for the first time painful looking brand scars on the back of his hands, one Alpha and one Omega. The lieutenant finally speaks, eyes crossed on the map.
Sanctum? He nearly killed him. Get it? Interfering with my working in, and I'm beginning slaughtering these chickens one by one. Understand? I need that wall.
He looks up coldly at Romero, then nods at Pastor.
Chickens. Chickens. Need food. Oh, water.
They're going to get their food and water when they finish the work. And by the way, chickens do have large talons.
Give them food and water, or they will not be able to finish.
The lieutenant looks up, amused by Romero's share impression.
Well, you know, you're very emotional. And what makes you think you're in a position to make demands?
Romero doesn't reply. The lieutenant turns back to the map. Pastor nervously tugs again on Romero's tail.
Come on!
But Romero stands firm, eyes fixed on the lieutenant.
The soldiers who are coming here, they're not coming to join you all day.
The lieutenant slowly looks up, smiles, snot drips, as Harriet warily tightens her grip on Romero's tail.
I saw men outside by the wall, preparing for battle.
The lieutenant studies him, surprised.
I was told you were smart, but that's pretty impressive.
He stares at Romero a moment, then finally...
No, they won't be joining me.
Against you?
They fear me.
Why?
The lieutenant just looks at him, silent.
Because you kill your own men?
Pastor tenses. The lieutenant holds Romero's gaze, stunned.
They found bodies. Something wrong with these men.
The lieutenant shakes his head in awe.
You're impressive, all right. Well, you paint quite a picture, Bob. What you must think of me?
I think you have no mercy.
The lieutenant goes still, a deep nerve struck. He darkens.
Well, just because I shot a cow by when the school bus went by, that doesn't really mean anything. But what did I do, Pastor?
You severed their heads, sir!
Except for the one I spared, other than that cow. So he returned to deliver a message. If they wanted to relieve me of my command, they have to meet me here and then do it without pants on.
So I've been watching the Rockford Files. I think I mentioned that.
Oh, yeah. What? We talked about that last week. That's what it was.
Yeah.
What is?
Well, I mean, we discussed it.
So, I was wanting to see something else, like with cars from like that era.
Yeah.
And to me, the ultimate car movie, and I don't know, somewhere around 80, give or take a year or two.
Oh my God! You better say one movie. Go ahead.
The Cannonball Run. Oh, what were you thinking? Smoking the Bandit?
No, that's a good one, too.
What were you thinking? But,
it's not really a car movie, but that movie Bullet with Steve McQueen, that whole chase scene in San Francisco, man, that's awesome.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, you got to look at that, man. That's a classic, Jay.
But
got to look that one up. Bullet by Steve McQueen.
Okay. Cannonball Run, though, I wanted to watch that, and I've got it on DVD. It was one of those bargain bin things I found years ago, because it's not streaming anywhere. Man,
isn't that a shocker?
Tell you what, it's hard for me. Okay, so I watched that movie a lot growing up, and I saw it when it was in the theater, and and then it was on cable all the time or whatever. I had it. I know I had it on VHS, and then I got the DVD. But it's been years and years since I've watched it, and I got that out. Man, that movie is great. Oh, but like I said, I can't tell if that's just me having grown up with it. You know, this could be the dumbest thing ever made, but I don't know. The cars, the people, the jokes, everything is hilarious.
It's great. That's, I mean, just the whole cast, there's a lot of stars in that movie. Yes. A lot of funny people, too.
It looked like they had fun doing it, too.
Oh, yeah. How could you not, man? Dom DeLuise. And
oh, man. Yeah. He reminded me kind of like Feewagger. Yeah, I think because Mike has done that a couple of times where it'll shave his beard but leave the mustache.
Oh, yeah,
it's just like, that's Mike. have you ever seen that movie, Jimmy, Cannonball Run?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you think?
I probably haven't seen it since I was 10, but yeah, it was pretty good.
It's been a while since I've seen it, but I would definitely watch if it came on. Oh, hell yeah, I'd be down for watching it.
It's great.
That's kind of like Smokey the Bandit, like you said, for me. It was like, I could watch Smokey the Bandit. You know, if it comes on, man, I could watch it every time. It's just great.
Man, and that one, I've only seen like the first one maybe once, I think.
Well, that's all you need to see, really. They kind of go downhill from there.
So
they didn't know when to stop. Maybe the second one, but after that, forget it.
Tell you what, Burt Reynolds, though, in Cannonball Run, he made the joke. They were trying to figure out what they could, what vehicle to use. And he was like, what about a black Trans Am? He goes, no, that's already been done. I was like, sweet. Yeah, that's a that's a good movie. Oh, in fact, so recently... A little behind the scenes here. Before we start a new season of the show, one of the things that I kind of dread, because it's like one of the only times I really have to put a little effort into the show.
Heaven forbid we should put any effort into it.
Is at the beginning of every season, I've got to find out, because I like to have a new theme song every season. So I have to go find a theme song. Then all the bumpers, you know, if we're going to have game shows, like we're doing Brain Theater again. So I had to find a theater music and a closing theme, you know, just all this stuff. And then make the new logo and all that. And usually to find a good, catchy main theme for the show, it takes a while. I mean, like... maybe an hour or two.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, because I want the right feel, you know. This time it was like the third song I tried. I go to this place website. Everything on there is free. You know, it's copyright free. Oh, yeah, it's whatever.
You were telling me about that. People just post stuff you can use.
Yep. So that's where I go to get that stuff. But anyway, so I had everything lined up. And, I even had the closing theme, and then when I watched Cannonball Run last night, the closing theme on that, it was like this kids' choir song, and it's just a good ending song, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to use that this season. So at the end of the show, you know, and for the next 11 episodes... that's going to be the closing theme this season. So,
nice.
That's the story behind that. So yeah, let me see. What is this?
Okay, so we're talking about car movies, and this just made me think of this movie. You gotta keep it was a total 70s movie, but man, some awesome cars in it. Wow.
Peter Fonda.
Dirty Mary, Crazy Larry.
George.
Peter Fonda.
Dirty Mary.
Yeah, he is crazy, so young looking.
Yeah.
There is nothing
Vanny gets his is it a charger?
Oh, yeah. Man, look at that.
Yeah, it's a charger.
Temple Frames.
Wow.
So, there's a car movie for you if you ever want to sit down and watch a 70s car movie with some great awesome cars in
that. Yeah. So, that kind of... So that kind of brings me to another thing I want to do this season. I'm going to call this Things You Didn't Know. So I'm going to give you guys two kind of topics, and you'll get to pick which one you want, and I will tell you some things about that you did not know. So the two topics you can choose from this week, we've got Pizza Hut or Dukes of Hazzard. Speaking of cars and everything, that's what reminded me of this. Otherwise, I may have forgotten to do it. So do you guys want to know things about Dukes of Hazzard or Pizza Hut?
I would pick Dukes of Hazzard in a second. But
what about you, Jimmy? What's your vote?
Sure.
All right.
We should have some trivia, Dukes of Hazzard trivia. That's what we should have.
And then Pizza Hut, that'll carry over. I mean, you know, and I'll just add something to it, and we'll just go through the season like that. All right. So 10 things you didn't know about Dukes of Hazzard. So the show was inspired by a 1975 film called Moon Runners, which was about a Southern family that runs bootleg liquor. Have you heard of this movie, Ken?
I did not know that.
So Guy Waldron and Jerry Rushing, I think they worked on Dukes of Hazzard. But anyway, they're the ones that made Moon Runners too. So the show and the movie had some major differences. While the Dukes of Hazzard was a family-friendly comedy, the movie was much cruder and edgier. Now, the movie poster for Moon Runners shows the front of a car with a like a Daisy Duke kind of girl sitting on it. You got this blonde guy on the one side, the dark hair with a bow and arrow. I mean, it's like lifted. I mean,
total cheese.
Yeah. Number 9. Dukes of Hazzard was initially going to be a mid-season replacement for the failed series Captain America.
Wow.
But when the executives at Warner Brothers were impressed by the rough preview cuts of the completed episodes, they saw potential and realized it could be developed into a full-running series.
Thank God.
So yeah, that
somebody has some sense.
Yeah, they didn't even intend for it to be a full series. Number 8, Jerry Rushing, who is he? Oh, he was a guest in the episode Repo Man. He thought he was going to be a recurring part. So whose own experience as a bootlegger were used in the show. Oh, so Jerry Rushing gave them kind of advice, told them how bootleggers really did things. And he had a guest role in one episode. So he thought they were going to bring him back, you know, because of all of his helping and stuff.
Yeah, they're like, I'm going to get a part on this show.
Nope.
Get out of here, dipstick.
Yep. Which led to a legal dispute with Warner Brothers over the rights to the characters and concepts. But I guess he didn't fare so well because it went on.
Loser. He should have just been happy with what he had and went on his merry little way, but no.
Yeah, really. Got greedy, I guess.
Yep.
So number 7, the filming locations. First 5 episodes were filmed in Covington and Conyers, Georgia, and surrounding areas, a little bit around Atlanta. And after the 5th episode, Warner Brothers decided to move the production to their lot in Burbank, California. So that's where
Georgia, Burbank.
Yeah. Number 6, car crashes. So this is pretty cool. During the production, there were a lot of crashes on set. Go figure. While replacing the police sedans was easy, replacing the General Lee was much more difficult because Dodge had stopped making the Charger. And producers were so desperate for the 1969 Dodge Charger that if they saw a 69 or a 68 Charger on the street, they would ask the owner to buy it on the spot.
Wow. I imagine they wrecked quite a few of those junks and crazy stuff that they did. I'm sure they had one that was just like, you know, for the B-roll stuff. But
yeah,
I mean, you can watch some of the episodes and like they jump them cars and they just really crumble in half, you know, but yet they keep going down the road. But I mean, it's gotta be, they had to trash many of those things. Like you say, not easy to find.
Yeah. And just think nowadays, they're probably,
I mean, back then it was probably a little easier, but now shoot.
Yeah. Because of them, they kind of made it rarer, you know, they made them
exactly
more desirable and harder to get, you know, by wrecking so many of them, I guess. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely, man.
So Jimmy just sent a link for that Captain America show. Oh, my gosh.
It's a terrible.
Don't make them like they used to.
It is cheesy. Once you've seen the Marvel, the MCU, you know, this is so bad.
I know one that's probably not on that list.
What?
The two guys, Duke and Larry, they're actually transgender.
Duke and Larry. All right, well, let's see. We're at number 5.
They replaced the federal flag with the gay pride rainbow symbol.
Rainbow.
Symbol. Right.
Number 5, here you go, Daisy Dukes. Daisy Dukes.
Oh, yeah.
The network censors initially thought the shorts were too short. The only way they could get the shorts on air was to make Catherine Bach wear flesh-colored pantyhose with them to ensure the viewers didn't see any more of her than intended.
Darn the bad luck.
Now
everybody loved Daisy Duke, man. Come on. I mean, she branded a shorts name, yeah. You know?
A type of clothing named after her.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Daisy Duke was, woo.
I've never heard anyone talk about wearing the jimmies. Yet.
Yet.
Okay.
No, it's just, I'm named after a private part.
Number 4. J.D. They put on here DJ Hogg, but it was J.D. Hogg.
Oh, yeah.
The actor, Sorrell Brooke, he was only slightly overweight. So to get the grotesquely obese look, he had to wear a fat suit. I had no idea.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I thought that was just him. I'd like to see him like out of character now, you know, see what he really looked like.
Man, what a great part that, you know, think about that part of Boss Hogg and what a, you know, like almost every episode evolved around him, you know,
yes.
Some way or another.
Man, and Roscoe, there's a picture here. Man, he was just so hilarious. All right.
Yeah, those two, I mean.
Yep.
both of those, like, gosh, just couldn't find anybody better to play those parts.
Number 3, the salary dispute, of course. John Schneider and Tom Wopat, they actually, as production was about to start, on the 5th season, that's when they were like, nope, we need more pay or we're walking. So they let him walk and they brought in their cousins, Coy and Vance. Oh my gosh.
Coy? Golly. How'd that kind of backfired on them, didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the 2 stars of the show. Well, we want more money. Fine. You've been replaced.
Yeah, and when the ratings tanked,
yeah,
they actually brought Wopat and Schneider back at the end of that season, and then they were there for the rest of the seasons. Golly.
Right after that.
Number 2, John Schneider lied about his age. So when they were casting the role of Bo Duke, producers were looking for someone around the age of 25. And John Schneider was only 18. But he told them he was 24. He even showed up to the audition wearing a T-shirt and blue jeans, carrying a six-pack of beer, and put on a Southern accent. And even though he was from New York City.
And a star was born.
Yep. And finally, number one, Dolly Parton inspired. Daisy Duke was initially supposed to resemble Dolly Parton, but Catherine Bach's audition was so strong that producers changed their minds.
I bet.
And they allowed her to develop the character as she wished. So
smart move. Whoever you are, thank you.
And yeah, that was your 10 things you didn't know about Dukes of Hazzard.
That was pretty good, man. Pretty interesting, man. Every Friday night, I remember watching freaking Dukes of Hazzard, boy. Yep. There's nothing else going on because Dukes of Hazzard was on 7 o'clock, man.
Boy, and that was something our grandpa liked too. So even I remember being at his house, you know, on a Friday night or something, and it didn't matter where, you know, we weren't home to watch it, but that was fine. Grandpa always turned it on, and yeah, that was awesome.
Good stuff, man. They don't make shows like that anymore.
No, they definitely don't. All right. I guess that's going to about do it. Did you have anything you want to bring up, Jimmy?
Not that I can remember.
Other than your Captain America TV show.
Actually, Jimmy, is your mailman guy? You got a new mail guy, right?
Yeah, the middle-aged angry guy, and I think I never seen him, and I think he's actually gone.
Disgruntled postal employee.
And I never saw him. I don't know. I'll never know what that guy looked like.
Oh, man. That's too bad.
I mean, I'm assuming I had the same guy. I mean, we live 3 blocks away from each other, so.
He was out of your district. Jay, he was just over the border. You know, he came like within a block, but yeah. Then that was the other guy's turf.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, I'm going to. Well, what was the name of that movie, Ken, that you just sent?
Dirty Mary and Crazy Larry.
Okay. Oh, it's
from 1974.
Right. Yeah, it looks pretty good. What about you, Ken? Anything else you want to bring up?
I am just waiting for warmer weather. It's that time of year where it's like, man, you're getting close to springtime. Like little things are blooming out and back, you know, little shrubs and not much, but just like you're starting to see the signs of it almost being gone, but then it'll probably snow again, probably in March. So
yeah, I was gonna say,
I'm just ready. Yeah.
You know, by Thursday, Friday, we're supposed to be back down at 30 and 29 for the high.
I don't know. It's just like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Hopefully, after this weekend, maybe the weekend after, I might try to get down to the lake and do a little fishing. It's just been terrible. The lake has too. Fishing's been terrible. They got tons of rain down there, and it's just dirtied it up, and they're dropping the lake levels, and fishing's just. Anyway, so, but I still want to go. So,
they said there may be snow showers tonight. Wow,
super duper! Like I said, yeah. It's 53 one day and snow the next.
Yeah, as soon as it gets up in the 50, well, probably like 60s at night, then the windows come open, and yeah, that's when it's nice.
Well, right. Don't forget. You know, it's Valentine's Day on Friday for all our listeners out there with significant others. So right. Don't forget to get a card from Walgreens or something, for Christ's sake.
Yep.
Get you, stop by the Dollar General and get you a card or something.
At the least.
Yes.
You could give the link to our podcast to your honey and say, this is for you.
Email me, the Collective Brain podcast.org.net.edu, and I will give you my top five suggestions for the Valentine's Day gift for your lady. Okay. I saw one today. It said it was a heart, you know, like the heart-shaped candy.
Yeah.
Chocolates, but it actually had Fireball inside, and the chocolate said, the box said, chocolate is for amateurs. And it had heart-shaped little bottles of Fireball inside. If you don't know what Fireball J is, it's like cinnamon whiskey flavor.
Yeah, it's cinnamon something, I knew.
Good stuff, though, man. That was classic marketing. It made me chuckle.
Well, and since you brought it up, we're going to go ahead and do one of these. Jimmy, pick a number 1 through 100, please.
42.
42. That's a good one. All right. I will never forget when jokingly I told my lover to fan me and feed me grapes. The next day, he emerged from the kitchen with a bowl full of grapes. I couldn't believe that he said that he had paid such close attention to what I had said. I felt amazed by this act of servitude and relished the attention.
Sweet Jesus.
There will be the music there. That was one of Mike's magical moments. It'll be funny after the production.
That's the most romantic thing I ever heard of. Happy Valentine's Day, James.
Yeah, and then I was reading it, and it turned out to be a guy. I was like, oh, this is hilarious. What is this?
Come in there, Pock, and get yourself a hard piece of chocolate.
All right, so that's going to do it for episode 213.
Wow. It's a
big moose.
It's a big moose, all right.
It sure is. Thanks for listening, and come back, you know, with all the, with all the lack of preparation and everything for this season, I didn't even think about the end of the show.
That's all right. We'll just make it up.
I think I would like to bring back, though, how people can contact us. That's why we haven't been getting emails and Instagram hits and Snapchat marks and all that. All right.
Yeah. We need a social media manager.
Yeah, it's
Instagrinder.
Yeah, I'll take a look at the Patreon, see if see if we got enough to hire. And if you are a social media mogul, just apply at the collectivebrainpodcast@gmail.com, and who knows,
they call me.
You may be the next one on the show in the cast.
They call me Jim Moogle.
Jim Google, that's right. I always wonder where that came from. And we've got some of the best benefits. Insurance, I've never paid a cent.
Me either.
Okay. Well, that's going to do it. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Test you later. Happy Valentine's Day.
Do you have a dream you're dreaming? Sunshine shining your way. Do you hear a song that sings inside of you? You gotta have a dream to make a dream come true.
This has been a Metal X Ore production.
And then if they ain't got no pants on, then they can't get out in the of the carriage, because with the no pants, the chickens might attack them and then peck their leg hairs.